welcome back to another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to spank a mango.
Sure.
I'm excited.
We're very excited. At the bottom of the barrel with these.
The lore behind this one is that it's been sitting for so long in our document of rankings because nobody knew what it meant.
Max, did you write this?
Yeah. I mean, we were just kind of shooting.
Yeah. What's it mean?
What doesn't it mean?
Okay.
What doesn't it mean?
Yeah. You most know, likely to spank a mango.
And
like
now,
in this situation, what is a spank and what is a mango?
That's such a good question.
Ranked purely on vibes, least to most likely to spank a mango. First, Rowan McStay.
Oh.
Howdy, I'm Rowan McStay playing Salome Briar. And you're so right. My mangoes deserve gentle caresses because they're beautiful fruits. And so, honestly, I anthropomorphize inanimate objects and like fruits. It's like just everything so much that I would spank it and then feel really bad.
Next, Max Weinberg.
Ooh, I'm surprised to be in the middle. I'm Max Weinberg playing Wyatt Forsythe, and Wyatt absolutely spanks his mangoes.
Oh my God.
I hate all of this.
It could be whatever you want it to mean.
And last and certainly not least, Robin Langenhop.
Hi, my name is Robin Langenhop, and how did I get here? What have I done? What steps have I taken on my journey to lead me to this place?
Listen, the mangoes know what they did.
You know what? You can spank my mangoes anytime you like.
I swear, I don't know how this turned into a sex thing. I don't think it started that way.
No one has said it's a sex thing.
Okay.
You're the one who's made it a sex thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, pervert.
Who's ready to play? Who's ready to spank the proverbial mango of this episode?
Y'all remember where we left off, right? How are we going to get back to that from this?
It's actually so dire, but yeah, 100%.
I don't think it's that dire yet.
With that, let's dive right in
to the mangoes.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five, the group continued through Fax's labyrinthine library. After finding Lysander strapped to the table of a dissection theater, Salome dreamt her way backstage, only to find herself perilously dangling above an abyss. Wyatt sang a bridge into existence to save her, aided by Hayden on Maggie's drums. However, they were interrupted by the arrival of Fax, who demanded the group's fealty, while Barabbas, unbeknownst to Fax, began freeing Lysander. A fight broke out, and when we last left off, Fax was dangling Wyatt above an abyss. Where you are now. Wyatt, you are paralyzed as Fax used his telekinetic ray to pick you up and move you out over the abyss. Salome and Hayden, you see Wyatt dangling over the open air as Fax moves to drop him. Salome, it's your turn.
Shit. I'm going to make for that spiral staircase.
The spiral staircase is 15 feet away, so you exit the anti-magic cone by going to it.
Wyatt is dangling over an abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We can't have that. Okay. I am gonna use my action to take out Ironwood and cast Thorn Whip on Wyatt.
That's cool.
That's great.
To try to lasso him in.
You have advantage.
Are you giving me that?
I'm paralyzed.
Well, he's paralyzed.
Oh.
So you get advantage on a paralyzed target. You also auto crit, I think.
You do auto crit.
Okay, that's fine. It's better than having him dead and falling over an abyss. Sorry, kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a 25 to hit.
Great. Roll crit damage.
14 damage?
Okay.
Yeah, I think Salome reaches for Ironwood, like, tries for the first time to lasso Wyatt in with a thorn whip, successfully draws him 10 feet toward her, but now he's bleeding.
technically he is in the grip of the beholder, so I will need you to make a strength contest against the beholder.
Oh, hell. Ooh. Okay. 15.
You pull, and Wyatt pulls 10 feet closer. He is still dangling over the abyss. However, he is out of the beholder's grasp now.
Great.
So I just fall into...
You do fall.
Yeah.
It's like a fishing line.
You do fall like 15 feet and hit the side of the stage. And so you are just hanging over the abyss right now.
Sorry, kid.
Love this for me.
And because anything else on your turn?
I guess start going up the staircase as much as I can.
Okay.
Dragging me with
Dragging
you.
Wyatt?
Yeah. The thorn whip wraps around the spiral staircase as you go.
Yeah, great.
As a paralyzed Wyatt smacks each step that's well below where Salome is.
Perfect, yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
Nope.
Great. Have an eye ray.
For me?
Just for you. Wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, all right, fine. How does a 25 treat you?
You feel that same roiling feeling in your gut, and you're able to suppress it again.
Vax, do you have a bathroom in this dream library?
Not for you.
In like 10 minutes.
I would kind of recommend you getting a bathroom for her.
Yeah, you might want to, just for your own library's sake, because I feel something in me.
I know I'm paralyzed, but I'd recommend it.
Something's cooking.
Yeah, you should spend your turn conjuring a toilet.
I will burn this place with you in it.
There's a toilet.
And it is very safe.
And it's very safe.
Wyatt, it is your turn.
So what can I do?
you need to make another constitution saving throw.
Is that at the beginning or the end of my turn?
That is at the end of your turn.
But I get bless and aura?
Correct. Well, I'm not 10 feet from you anymore, so just bless.
Okay. It's a nat one.
Oh, shit, Wyatt.
You stay paralyzed.
Oh, honey. Okay.
It's kind of nice not having to worry about anything.
Oh, Wyatt.
You know?
Honey, can somebody get him?
Hayden, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to start running up the stairs. As soon as I get close enough to reach Wyatt, I'm going to extend one hand out, touch Wyatt's hand, and cast Lesser Restoration.
Ooh. Ooh.
Do we have to pull Wyatt like up, or is Wyatt back up on a platform somewhere?
Wyatt, you ran up the staircase a little bit, which was enough to pull Wyatt back onto solid ground.
Oh, great. Okay.
That's such a funny image.
Yeah, the reason it did so much damage to him is because it just dug into him and dragged him across the stage.
So I grab Wyatt's hand, breathe some life back into him with my magic, and I say, "Hey, kiddo, we're not done with you yet."
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You all right?
Thank you. I think, no.
Okay, we'll get there.
No.
Anything else, Hayden?
That's all I can do.
Great. Have an eye ray. Roll a dex save.
I don't like that you keep doing this. This ain't nice.
I'm giving gifts.
Aw.
And you're next to me, so you get a plus 10 to that, or plus 5 to that.
23 plus the bless makes it a 24.
Oh my God. Fine. Take 18 points of force damage.
I would prefer not to.
What's this ray do, Casey?
I'm not telling you. Find out.
Well, no, I'm asking for a narrative description. I'm not asking you to tip your hand, you butthead.
Okay, fine. you see a deep gray ray form around you and then hit you.
Ooh.
You take less damage because you're able to shrug out of the way at the last second, but you still take half of its damage.
Ooh. All right, I'm not feeling good, friends.
Yeah, if anybody's got any kind of, like, mass heals, I think now would be the time.
Okay, my mass heals are not good, but I can do them.
Great. And now, the lair. You see, for the top 50 feet of the spiral staircase. The ground sticks around your feet. You feel it a struggle to walk with each step.
Mm.
And that becomes difficult terrain for the next round. Next in the order is Winona. Winona peeks out from behind the chair and says, do I draw a critter?
Can you draw a hospital?
Yeah, I gave you that. You don't even have to draw a critter. Just use the book.
Are you sure? Use it
now?
Yeah,
make something that could squeeze him. Stop him from moving.
Okay.
Draw a purple worm.
Get a big old snake.
She opens the snake book. She concentrates on the book, holds it above her head. And then you hear Fax go, "What?" as a snake wraps around his body.
Ooh.
The snake does not hit.
Yeah.
And Winona hides again.
We'll name it Sasha.
After the grad student?
Great. It is Barabbas's turn.
Barabbas, where are you?
Barabbas does not appear yet. However, you hear a chorus of... and then from the cracks between the pillars, from all directions, swarms of bats. Just... begin swirling around Fax.
Huh.
And he shouts, "What is happening?
Fly puppies!"
Ah.
He roars and says,
"You would call vermin to your fight, you roaches."
Oh, that little one looks like he's foaming at the mouth. You might want to get that checked out.
They are known to carry rabies.
Yeah.
You're really old. Can you hear that high-pitched sound coming from them? As White lays on the ground.
Salome says...
because it's kind of really annoying.
Salome says, "What high-pitched sound?"
You can't hear that either?
Oh, hell.
Salome, he focuses his large central eye on you again.
Damn it all. All right.
And Bless is suppressed once more.
Okay.
Along with your aura.
You can't stop my aura.
So this is going to be two against Hayden, one against Wyatt.
Damn.
Wyatt, I need you. Ooh, do you have something against charm?
Yes, I do, baby. It's
okay.
Advantage.
Okay. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
With advantage.
And that's what I'm good at.
Hayden, make a dex save and a strength save.
Whew. All right.
Wyatt.
21.
21. You, for a moment, look at Fax and you're like, "Aw. He needs help. He's being swarmed by critters.
I can fix him."
And then you're able to shake it off.
What was that? This is a with what Salome's doing and what I'm feeling, this is a room of weird sensations. What are you doing?
A room of weird sensations is the episode title. Fax's room of weird sensations.
So what did the children's series never took off?
Starring Alan Cumming.
I would watch that
100%. I don't know. I feel like Fax might be an Alan Rickman kind of guy.
You're so right.
Hayden, how'd you do?
Dex 23.
Okay.
Strength 10.
Great. On a dex, you take 22 points of necrotic damage as a black beam boom, hits you. And then the strength was how much?
10.
10. You suddenly freeze up as you are restrained, and then you are pulled off of the spiral staircase.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fax grins and moves you 30 feet so that you are at the edge of the stage. You're not over it, but you're right there.
What are you at HP-wise?
Basically nothing. I'm at 8.
Mm.
Great.
So happy now.
Fax is feeling good. Salome, it is your turn.
All right. Is there a way to continue up the spiral staircase while getting out of this anti-magic gaze?
You are in difficult terrain, so your
movement... So if I use my whole movement...
If you use your whole movement, you will move the 15 feet to be at the edge of the cone. It lasts 15 feet. I say you are at the edge of it, but you're still in it.
All right. Sure. Then I will take a full dash action to get to, I don't know, does that bring me to the top of the spiral staircase or near the top? Gets me out of the range, right? Of the
it gets
magic
you to
cone.
The top of the spiral staircase because it's 60 feet.
So I'm like eye to eye with Fax now.
Yes.
To eye.
Okay.
great. Okay. Then in that case, if I'm out of the anti-magic sort of area at that point, I will then cast Sanctuary on Hayden if I can. That's 30 feet away.
Okay.
Ooh, Sanctuary will be very helpful.
Yeah, I'm going to get to... This is not a concentration spell, so concentration's still up on Bless. I'm going to cast Sanctuary on Hayden, which means that when anyone targets Hayden with an attack or harmful spell has to make a wisdom save. On a failed save, they have to choose a new target or lose the attack or spell.
Great. Anything else?
Hey, Fax, is this fight getting boring for you? You want to play a game?
He says,
this is a game. I peel your flesh off your bones.
Sounds good to me. What about we play 20 questions too? Can I ask you some questions? You can answer them while we're playing?
He looks genuinely confused and says,
ugh.
A man such as yourself should love to share his knowledge.
If you think this will distract me, you are wrong.
I know it won't. I just got some questions I'm curious about before you, you know, skin me alive.
Fine. Ask.
Where would I find a book about a gunslinger who killed their partner?
Ooh.
You ask for one grain of sand on a vast beach. Clarify, Roach.
I've read a lot of those.
True story. Name of V, famous gunslinger. Partner was a shopkeeper.
That one.
Wyatt, it is your turn.
I haven't read any of those, Miss Salome.
Well, we'll see if we can get you reading them.
How's Fax looking?
Fax is looking bloodied.
Okay.
All right.
Wyatt's going to start singing. It says, there's a bright light in your eye. There's a bright light, which casts the sacred flame cantrip right in Fax's eye.
Great.
So I'll need a dex save from Fax.
Wyatt, you should get out your harmonica.
Yeah, maybe on my next song.
That fails.
Yeah. So because of one of my abilities, it's 3d8. 17.
Mm.
Oh, that's a big hit. Flames erupt in front of him and he roars.
And then I will use a fourth level spell slot to cast Healing Word on Hayden.
Ooh,
which is
God.
Going to be, I hope you're feeling better because this song will help you. I hope you're feeling better.
Maggie's going to be so proud of you.
Because this song will help you. That's 17 health to Hayden.
Mm.
Thank you kindly.
And that's my turn.
Great. Fax is going to take a legendary action against you, Salome, and he is going to bite you twice.
Oh, damn. I didn't know you could do that. Shit. Ow. What's wrong with you?
That is a 21 and a 23.
Mmm. All right, I'm going to cast Shield on myself so at least the 21 doesn't hit. The 23 does.
Great. You're going to take 13 points of piercing damage. Ooh, as long, okay. Hooked teeth stab into your flesh.
Oh, ew, don't bite me. You have rabies.
You have rabies?
Bax has rabies. Look, he got bit by a bat. That little one's foaming at the mouth. I told you.
Winona, did you know that Bax has rabies?
Winona peeks out and goes, I didn't even know his kind could get rabies. And then ducks. And all 11 of Fax's eyes roll.
You're out of the aura.
The anti-magic cone moves. Yeah.
Hayden, so you're still restrained on your turn.
Alrighty.
Yeah, your attack rolls have disadvantage.
My attack rolls have disadvantage. All right.
Because you're restrained.
I'm going to use Glitter Baby for my first attack to undo that disadvantage.
This fight's crunchy, y'all.
Truly.
The lucky shot's out of bullets. So okay. I'm going to pocket that for now, pull out the crossbow, and fire ray with that.
Great.
That's 16 to hit.
A 16 does not hit.
All right.
It's a big fleshy eyeball.
Firing again with disadvantage.
Okay. Go to town.
That is a 30 to hit.
With disadvantage? That's crazy.
I got a nat 20 and an 18.
Lord almighty. All right. Cool. Love that.
Yeah, that hits a little bit.
And I will use my dreadful strike ability to add an extra d4 of psychic damage to that attack. That is 14 damage.
Okay.
And for my bonus action, I'm going to cast Misty Step and get out of Fax's grip.
Okay. You do it.
This is Casey's Snidely Whiplash moment.
Do you teleport straight to the ground?
Yep.
Okay. You you appear on the ground perfectly fine, or at least as fine as you can be with your health.
Mm-hmm.
I love fighting with y'all. It's always so exciting and unpredictable. I really miss you when I die of rabies.
Don't die of rabies. I need someone to heal me.
God, have an eye ray. Make a constitution saving throw, Hayden.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I'm
immune. Roll a wisdom save.
I'm immune to disease, actually. I don't think I can get rabies.
Wait. Roll a wisdom save, Casey.
Oh.
Wisdom save.
Actually.
Yeah, hold on.
Does my attacking undo the sanctuary?
Oh, yes.
Shit. Damn, yeah.
Okay.
Bummer.
So, Constitution?
Constitution.
22.
Ooh, there it
I've
is.
Been rolling hot today.
You take 11 points of poison damage.
Okay.
On a success.
I will cast Absorb Elements.
Ooh!
Okay.
That spell.
So that makes it a 5?
Is that what that does?
Absorb Elements halves the damage and then charges up their next attack.
You take 5 damage. Fine.
Oh, we're breaking Casey right now.
All right. Here's a little thing for you. On the lair's turn, Hayden,
yes.
You are on the ground, so you're the one who sees this happen. Actually, Wyatt, you also see this because you're at the foot of the staircase. You see 3 figures pull themselves up from the cracks in the floor. These figures wear dark clothes. They are hooded. But when they look up, you see that their faces are white masks. All 3 of them have mouths curved into a deep grin. Their eyes are big and dark in upside down crescent moon shapes in comedy drama masks.
Oh God, he's got techies.
And all 3
of them.
This
is the realm of nightmares, Casey, not dreams.
And all 3 of them attack you, Wyatt.
Mm.
That first one,
mm-hmm.
Warding flame, disadvantage.
Okay.
There's a flame in your eye.
Oh, that's a nat 20 and it failed.
Yeah.
God. You receive, what is your AC?
17.
The first one does not hit.
Yes.
They swing their fists at you. Puh, puh. And miss.
Can't touch this.
The second one. The second one fails both his attacks.
Both? Oh, no.
And the third one crits with a nat 20.
Shit!
You wouldn't punch a child. Weird, faceless person. I bet my dad would hire you. Do you need a different job?
That is 10 points of bludgeoning damage and 10 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
Yeesh. From one punch. From one out of two punches.
Wyatt, I hate to break this to you, but your daddy is actually really adamant about supporting the arts being kind of unnecessary.
Oh. No wonder he never came to any of my concerts.
Oh, darling.
Why remind me to give you a hug when this is all over?
Hey, I'll tell you what, we're picking up Aunt Mags. We're all coming to the next one.
The staircase is no longer difficult terrain as that previous lair action ended.
Great.
It is Winona's turn. Winona peeks out and goes, ah!
You want to reload my gun?
Can I do that?
I'll show you how.
Hold on, I gotta think.
You want to draw a giant armored train just crashing into facts?
You could drop a piano on his head.
Ooh, drop a piano on him.
She's gonna roll a performance check.
This is a theater. We might as well get a little theatrical about it. Like, drop a piano on him.
Oh, can it be a chandelier?
Oh, ooh. Drop a chandelier on his head. That's
I'm
smart.
Not joking. That failed.
No.
That genuinely failed. I did not shoot it down.
Damn. Does the snake get to try again?
The snake gets to try again. The yeah. snake also fails.
Yeah. Oh,
the snake is like, eh. Eh. Like, trying its best to squeeze Fax, and Fax just isn't paying it any attention.
Fax is too big for the snake to get all the way around.
Well, I thought we could do something with the snake.
Great. Salome, at the top of the order, you feel a... no, actually, what happens is you see one of the bats of the swarm flap away from the others, lands next to you, and then... turns into Barabbas.
Oh, well, you are a rare bird, ain't you?
How do you do that?
I believe the bats are technically mammals.
He grins and then unslings his sniper rifle or his long rifle from his back.
You and your sister are so talented.
Oh, yeah, Hayden still thinks she's a bard.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the bard's brother?
Barabbas?
Maybe we can have a concert together. Maybe that could be the next concert.
Ooh.
Barabbas raises an eyebrow at you, and the swarm of bats swoop in and get a bunch of bites in on Fax. And he's not looking great.
All right.
Mr. Fax, the longer you wait before seeking treatment after rabies increases the likelihood of it being fatal.
He turns to you and goes, oh, and shoots an eye ray at you.
Is it the water ray from his inability to swallow now?
Why
are you scared of water?
Why make a dex saving throw.
Oh, no.
Okay. Don't say what happens. But does a 14 do it?
With Bless, Max?
With Bless, it is a 14. I rolled a 10, added a 3, and have plus 1. The reason I ask is if it fails, I will use my Fortune of the Many ability, which lets me turn my embarrassment into additional points on my saves.
Ooh!
That's so good.
Which is how I'm flavoring it.
A 14 would fail.
Okay. Mm. Wyatt starts to feel the effects of this ray. Is it like a blast?
Yeah, it is a black beam.
Wyatt feels the reticle of Fax's eye just like cue in right on him and goes, oh no, can't let my friends down, and uses his fortune from the many ability, which if I miss with an attack roll or fail a saving throw, I can gain a bonus to the roll equal to the number of allies I see up to 3.
Ooh.
Which so I that becomes a 17.
17 saves.
Yes. Oh, Wyatt.
The power of friendship.
You
could never let us down, honey.
You take 22 necrotic damage.
There's still a problem with that, though.
How much health do you have?
22.
No.
Wyatt, you fall. Everything happens in slow motion as your body
collapses, and you feel your heart stop. No dropping to unconsciousness. No death saves. The moment this ray hits you, your heart goes still. As this is Fax's death ray. The world fades. And the last thing you hear is Fax crowing in victory. That was the legendary action on Barabbas's turn. It is now Fax's turn. Fax smiles, turns to you, Salome, and says,
"One roach down. Three, two, go."
And then he is going to bite you twice.
Yeah, Salome's just been staring horrified at Wyatt, and as soon as Fax starts toward her, she turns to face him with briars already growing up out of her sword.
That is a 28 to hit on the first one.
Okay.
And a 19 to hit on the second one.
The 19, because I still have shield up, will miss.
He sinks his teeth into you, and you take 13 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
He grins and then drops 30 feet down the spiral staircase. Salome, it is your turn.
Mage Hand High Five is proudly sponsored by Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. Now, I've been using Hero Forge in my home games for years, and it's such an amazing experience unveiling customized miniatures at the table. I've even designed my own little Hayden Kincaid to hang out with me while we record. They offer a bunch of different materials, from unpainted plastic to full color, or even a downloadable file if you've got a 3D printer like me. But the coolest stuff is what's new on offer. First is the custom acrylic keychains. You can have a tiny Salome, Wyatt, or even your own custom original characters come along as you journey out into the world. Plus, they're a perfect one-to-one match to the minis at your table. Not only that, but Hero Forge now offers steel minis made out of 100% stainless steel with a nice, rugged, durable feel that harkens back to the old days of D&D minis. Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder. Podcast where each week me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at DiceExploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I look at Barabbas and say, Barabbas, I have heard stories. I think I know what you are. You have a way to save him. You have to do it.
He has one eye in the barrel, in the scope of his long rifle. And he says,
I ain't doing that to the boy.
Barabbas, you have to. We have no other way to help him. We cannot lose him. We will figure it out.
He shakes his head and says, I ain't cursing him. He's better dead.
Are we sure he would even want that?
It don't matter. We will figure it out.
He whirls on you. You see his teeth lengthen, his canines, and he looks demonic. And he says, you can't tell me what to do. You don't know.
Salome stares down Barabbas as he starts to change, and for a second, it looks like she is about to physically fight him on this. And then she says, I don't have time for this. I will fight you on this later, Barabbas. And she runs down the spiral staircase, tears streaming down her face, and goes to attack Fax for whatever that is worth.
As you descend, I'll give you this one. Roll a persuasion check. But the check will be high.
In that case, then, I'm going to use my channel divinity to give myself a +5 to persuasion.
Now's the time.
It's only a 16. I rolled a 2.
Barabbas returns his eye to the scope. Salome, as you descend, the world grays. You see a figure with tasseled hat moving towards Wyatt.
V, please wait. Just wait a second, please.
V does not heed what you say.
We're gonna try to help him, please.
Is that the end of your turn?
No, I attack Fax.
Attack Fax.
That is a 15 and a 26 to hit.
The 26 hits.
I don't have Bless on me, so I can't make that better. Yeah, I'll throw a second level smite onto it. 30 damage.
Fax begins to falter in the air. You see his tentacles wave erratically. His eyelid droops, and his breathing becomes haggard. And he says, this is not my end.
I grab Fax by the nearest eye stalk, drive a sword into him. Briar starts scratching at the corneas of his eyes and up into his eyelids. And with every intention of catching V's attention, I say, before you die, the story of the gunslinger and the shopkeeper, where will I find it?
You see V freeze. And Fax rolls his eye to you and says,
if I die, you will never find it. For it is here.
His eye stalks gesture broadly.
In my library, in my world of dreams. And what do you think happens to a dream world when the dreamer dies? Fool.
I guess we'll have to find out.
You see Fax freeze. His eye twitches. And you think it might be fear.
Good. We will find out what happens to a dreamer when it dies. Roach.
No. No.
You see one of his eye stalks turn to you and fire a beam. Make a dex save.
21.
How much health do you have?
21.
You take 18 points of force damage.
Okay.
And he says,
we shall see who dies here.
Wyatt, it is dark. And it's cold. And as you sit, you're not quite sure how you got here. You try and think back, but you're not sure. And then you feel a heat growing until it almost becomes unbearable. It's behind you. do you turn?
Yes.
You look, and before you is a lion. The lion is at least 20 feet tall. It towers over you. Its tail flicks wildly. Sparks fly from the end. Its fur courses in waves of heat. Yellows and oranges and reds course through its body. But its mane and its head are not there. Instead, there is a brilliant fire where its head and its mane would be. And it looks at you, Wyatt. Sorry, he looks at you, Wyatt. And then slowly he collapses to one side and then collapses to the other, and he lays in front of you, and he is eye to eye with you, were he to have eyes. What do you do?
Hello?
You hear... of breath. But he says nothing.
Do you know where I am?
The beast looks down at a massive paw the size of your head. You see its talons extend, and it scratches the floor in front of you, but says nothing.
Did I die?
You see him begin to move his head towards you. As he does, the heat becomes intense. And then he tenses up. He rocks back and roars. And the roar is cacophonous. You see him turn and smash one of his paws into his side. You see him slam his head around into his side. You feel, it's like when an animal has an open wound and they bite at it and they claw at it as if that will help.
Wait, let me help. And I reach out a hand to try to soothe.
He roars at you.
Oh.
He makes no move to stop you. But he roars out of fear.
As Wyatt touches the beast in front of him, he starts to release just a flow of the soothing heat of his healing magic into him.
You place your hand on his side, and as you do, you look and you see a place that stands out in his flesh. About a foot away from your hand, you see a place that looks like cracked earth. The glorious fur no longer grows there. It is parched. It is cracked. And at its center is an amulet. And as you go to heal the flame, you hear a voice. And the amulet pulses. And it says, "Wait. Don't die."
How?
Choose me. And together, we will live safely. Forever. You will go home. And as it says that, Hayden, it is your turn.
Hayden, watching this kid die, watching another kid die is starting to well up with panic. Looks up at Barabbas and says, "Mr. Bottle, I don't know what Salome's talking about. I don't know what she's saying. But do you have a way of helping the kid?"
He's lying to you if he says he doesn't.
Barabbas, eyeing his scope, says nothing.
If it's worse than being dead, I believe you. Just say it. Is it worse?
He sighs, and you almost can't hear him as he says, "I wish I were dead."
Guess I've only got one option then. Jack, I want to make a deal.
Your voice echoes, and you hear a...
Oh, so quick to come crawling back to me.
Oh, you know I just wanted to see your pretty little face again.
Oh, like you don't want nothing.
Of course I want something.
I tell you, that's all people want from me these days. Want, 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 want. Nobody just calls to say hi.
Look, I'd happily banter back and forth with you any other time, but I don't know what kind of time I got right now, so just let me put an offer on the table and you tell me what you think, all right?
Do it.
I've seen too many kids die in front of me. Do you even have the power to bring him back from the other side of the river?
My feet are fleet, child.
All right.
You think old V can stop me?
Oh.
Then here's my offer. You bring Wyatt back. The true Wyatt. Look, I already made a promise to you. And to Salome... to the Badlands to deal with this Rhoda problem that we got. And I know you want me to stay on that mission. Hmm. But I promise you that if you bring Wyatt back, you'll have another pet by the time this is all over.
A Jack Jr. Jr. You promised me a responsibility.
You don't want it?
I do want it.
Roll a persuasion check.
All right. I rolled a 6.
Okay.
Plus 16.
Mm-hmm.
For a 22.
Jack chuckles and says, "You dare ask me for the old Jack special?
Older but a goodie, right?"
Sweeten the pot.
I want a favor. Blank check.
Done.
Done?
Blank check and a pet.
That's right.
One Jack special coming up. Ooh, I'm gonna have to remember how to do this. I've only ever done it once.
It is the lair's turn now. Hayden, you see the three, let's call them phantoms, with grinning masks, stare at Wyatt's body and then turn and look at you.
God, I forgot about them.
Yeah, the techies.
They run at you. And they're going to attack.
This is bad, folks.
I shit you not. All three of them miss. You see them all swing at you and miss each punch. And as you do, you watch their smiling masks collapse into tragedy masks.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Roll that's a perception check.
18.
With an 18. Hayden, you are close enough. You watch as their masks change. They aren't masks. These are their faces. Pale, white skin. Deep, black eyes. And the ability to change their features at command. You know who they are.
Wait, wait. Are any of you named Q? I know Lila Briar.
They look at each other, and you don't see recognition in their eyes.
Fatespun players. Anything.
Something's weird. They aren't acknowledging what you're saying. As if they've been told not to. It's Winona's turn. Winona looks at you, Hayden, says, what'll it be?
Winona sees just bewildered desperation in their eyes. And they say, I don't know, girl. I don't know.
I'm going to try and imagine something. She takes the paintbrush, jots down, and then thinks. And you see a piano appear above Fax. And Fax looks at you, Salome, and says,
I will rip the lives out of your bodies. I will kill all of you. And then, when I harness Rhoda's power for myself, I will know what I am.
And then a piano smashes. One second he's there, next second, you just see something crash through him. He smashes to the ground, and there is a piano on top of him.
Is he still alive?
That's a great question.
How much damage does a piano do?
15d10.
15d10?
Yes.
20d20.
Hold on. Robin's making this up.
Okay, all right.
Why did you think that was genuine?
I was so scared.
Casey, here's the thing. If it's a Yamaha electric keyboard, it's only 6d6, but if it's a Steinway Grand, it's 15d10.
Yeah, that's
quit
a book.
Quit it. The piano smashes. There is a pile of piano bits on the floor. It lays motionless. You don't know whether Fax is dead. It's Barabbas's turn. On that, he sees the piano appear and smash through Fax. He leaps from the top of the spiral staircase and boom, hits the ground next to Wyatt. Looks up at you, Salome, and tips his hat.
I just make eye contact with him.
And then he starts striding to the back of the room.
Barabbas, we're going to figure out how to bring this kid back, but I want words with you. You coward.
He stops for a moment and then continues. He exits out the back of the auditorium with the bag of holding slung around his neck. Salome, it's your turn.
I'm a little worried that he's holding an action. And I have 3 HP. I think I walk down the staircase and get not quite within range of Fax. And I kind of just want to crouch on the ground and look to see if his eyes are moving.
Without a perception check, he lays still.
Fine, don't matter. I guess I gotta do everything around here. I look at Fax and pull out Thaddeus's gun. Say, you took our boy from us. Do you think we care if you find out who you are? I already know what you are. You are a tyrant, you are a coward, and you are a fool. And you will die in your den of dreams.
meaning nothing to no one. And I shoot him twice.
You fire. And at the last moment, Fax emerges from the rubble to roar at you. All of his eyes flare up and glow.
That is a 13 and a 27 to hit.
What happens?
Do I just kill him?
For the record, he had 2 HP.
I think in this moment, Salome really actually just hates him. And I think that she hasn't felt this much rage and fury and just like desperation at someone since killing Thaddeus. And I think as she pulls the trigger, she feels the exact same way as she felt when she killed him. And all of that rage comes pouring out of that gun.
That energy, that anger, you feel it again. And it feels good. It feels so good.
I have Hexblade's curse on him too, so I think as he dies, Salome literally stands there and watches the light leave his eyes and takes in life from his death.
Your bolt passes through him, boring a hole through his being. His eye stalks scream and writhe. And his eye looks at you as if this never occurred to him. With an anticlimactic thump, his body hits the ground, squelches a little. His eye stalks slap to the ground uselessly. His jaw hangs open slack. And the Lord Magister and High Archivist of Echo lays dead. Quiet. The amulet speaks to you.
Choose life. Choose me.
Wyatt takes his hand away from where it was on the lion and puts it over the amulet. And to wherever that voice is, says, I am the flame, and the flame is eternal, and starts just blasting fire into the amulet.
Do you shout as you do it? Like, ah!
Oh, absolutely.
As you scream, the lion roars in harmony with you. And you feel goose prickles go up and down your spine. You feel the amulet heat up, and the heat turns it red. You hear the amulet say, no. And you feel sadness from it as it says, no. Don't do this. As you blast it with heat, you see fur grow in that cracked earth around it. And the lion begins to move to its feet. And as it does, Wyatt, you hear a voice in your ear that says, hey, we gotta take it out of here. You hopping aboard?
Are you gonna be okay?
The lion turns its flamed head to you. You see the fur has regrown around the amulet, and you know that you have not defeated it, but you've delayed it.
Let's go, Jack.
Jack winks at you. And Wyatt, you awake in your body at the riverbank. Salome, you see that V is still going towards Wyatt.
Even after
Yes.
Jack brought him back because his soul is supposed to go over.
His soul is not meant to be here.
I do my ever-loving damnedest to get to the riverbank and bodily shield Wyatt from V.
Salome, your eyes roll, and you are at the riverbank. You stand before Wyatt, and you hear from behind you, "Step aside."
No.
I have a duty.
So do I. V, look at him. He's just a kid. He doesn't deserve this. We need him. Please, just let me talk to the river. Let me try. She wouldn't want this. He's just a kid. Please, V.
V sighs, and their hand goes to their revolver.
Don't fight me on this, honey, please. Let me speak to the river.
Wyatt, next to you, Jack appears and says, "Shit, I brought you to the wrong place."
Jack, get the hell out of here. Take the kid and run.
Where am I?
Wyatt, for the first time, you see V. Outside of Salome's memories, you see them truly. Long, duster, gloved hands, a satchel, a wide-brimmed hat with layers of veils and tassels containing items and trinkets. And beneath all of that, two piercing blue flames of eyes. And they look at you and answer you, saying,
"You're where you're destined to be."
And they turn to you, Salome, and pull their revolver. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five,
The Badlands.
Want to help support the show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just $5 a month, you get all kinds of extra goodies like early access to merch, peeks behind Casey's GM screen, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about all the nitty gritty behind the scenes of the episodes. Not to mention, you can help support small creators like us as we work on this passion project for you. Check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirzner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. It's a huge help for us. It helps the algorithm. It helps new listeners find us. It helps us in so many ways, and we really appreciate it. Go for it. Throw us a 5-star review. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers over on Patreon. And as usual, I'm going to be doing it in one breath. Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Koppel, Jay, Theo Els, White, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, DM Dippy Fresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jelly Cube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbur, Trot Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forstokey, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Eldisol, Jalata Pang, Laura, Al Klo, Adley, and Sammy Richardson. I'm getting too good at this, folks. Give me a real challenge. Come on. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell the gossipy neighbor lady and make sure you tell her not to tell anyone else because you know that's the best way to get things to spread. And when you do it, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?